Hi, my name is Lewis Howes, and welcome to the Daily Motivation Show.
Calling all conscious achievers who are seeking more community and connection, I've got an invitation for you. Join me at this year's Summit of Greatness, this September 7th through 9th in my hometown of Columbus, Ohio, to unleash your true greatness. This is the one time a year that I gather the greatness community together in person for a powerful, transformative weekend. People come from all over the world, and you can expect to hear from inspiring speakers like Inky Johnson, Jaspreet Singh, Vanessa Van Edwards, Jen Sincero, and many more. You'll also be able to dance your heart out to live music, get your body moving with group workouts, and connect with others at our evening socials. So if you're ready to learn, heal, and grow alongside other incredible individuals in the greatness community, then you can learn more at lewishowes.com/summit2023. Make sure to grab your ticket, invite your friends, and I'll see you there.
Why is it so hard for people to feel that type of love, that unity love, the conscious love in a relationship, an intimate relationship?
See, this is because they are interested in the fruit, not in the root.
The fruit, not the root.
Yes.
What's the root?
See, right now, you want to experience love. So what will we do? People are going about chanting this mantra, I love you, you love me, I love you, throughout the day. Because you know if you don't say it for 2 days, it may go away. Love does not happen because you say it. Love does not happen because you're attracted to somebody. Yes, you may feel it at certain moments. When you like something, you may also begin to love it, all right? Essentially, love means sweetness of your emotions.
Sweetness of your emotions.
Yes. When you have very sweet emotions, that's called love, isn't it? If I have nasty emotions, that's called hate, that's called whatever. So sweetness of your emotion, why is it that you have tied it to something that you like to eat? I love ice cream, I love this man or woman, I love this, I love that, I love car, I love Ford, I love Chevy. You know, people are talking this everywhere, all right? Or I love God, that's the safest thing to do. Because you can always claim God loves you. But if you claim this person loves me, tomorrow the guy, when it goes away, you can't say anything. But this is a safe thing to do, all right? People have found various ways. I am not saying there's anything wrong with that. It's okay. You use whatever means you want to feel the sweetness of your emotion. But you must understand, it's the sweetness of your emotion. I'm asking you, what happens within you? Why is it determined by somebody else? What happens within you if it's determined by somebody else? This is the worst form of slavery, isn't it?
When love is determined by someone else.
Not only love, your happiness, your joy, your peacefulness, your love, anything that happens within you. When your inner experience is determined by something or somebody, that is the worst form of slavery.
Yeah. So when people are in a relationship and there seems to be a wave of joy and love and acceptance, and then other days maybe it's anger or resentment or frustration. How do we move out of that and more into acceptance and conscious love as opposed to control or manipulation or, well, you need to do this to make me happy? How do we expand beyond that?
See, first of all, you must decide, is your life in pursuit of happiness or is it an expression of joy? Tell me in your life, when you're expressing your joy, was that the best moment? Or when you're pursuing happiness, was that the best moment?
The joy.
Yes. So why is it that you have not done that? Because you still believe there is joy in this tree and you can squeeze it out. There is joy in this man or woman that you can squeeze it out. You wring them and then you expect relationship to be great. It will not be. You're wringing them out so that juice of joy will come to you or love will come to you. No. Love is not something that you do. Love is something that you can become. It's your quality. If your mind is in a certain way, it's joyful. If your emotions are in a certain way, it's loving. If your body becomes sweet and pleasant, it's called health and pleasure. If your mind becomes very pleasant, it's called peacefulness and joyfulness. If your emotions become pleasant, it's called love and compassion. If your very life energy becomes pleasant, it is called blissfulness and ecstasy. Only if your surroundings become pleasant, it's called success. Only to achieve success, you need competence, you need cooperation, you need help from other people, all right? Because without all of them cooperating, there'll be no success.
Mm.
Right now, these guys must cooperate, otherwise this shoot is not going
we
to go well.
This, yeah.
All right? But even if these guys don't shoot well, we can still be joyful. They cannot stop us.
No, we can be joyful, yeah.
Yes, they cannot stop us. But for the shoot to go well, they need to cooperate. If they don't cooperate, the situation will not go well.
Right.
For the success of this situation, you need the cooperation of all these people. But for my body, for my mind, for my emotion and my energies to feel pleasant, I don't need anybody's cooperation. This is 100% my business.
Mm-hmm.
So right now, to experience love within you, you're asking somebody to be in a certain way. Oh, all the best. You're going to have a trip.
Thank you so much for listening to today's episode of The Daily Motivation, and I hope you have an amazing rest of your day. If you enjoyed this episode, make sure to click the link in the description that will take you to the full episode of our main podcast on the School of Greatness. And if you are loving The Daily Motivation, please follow us over on Apple Podcasts and Spotify and leave us a review over on Apple Podcasts right now. And if you want more exclusive content and ad-free listening experience, make sure to subscribe to our Greatness Plus channel on Apple Podcasts right now. And if you want to get even more inspiration from our world-class guests and learn how to improve your life and take it to the next level, then make sure to sign up for the Greatness newsletter and get it delivered right to your inbox over at greatness.com/newsletter. Again, have an amazing day, and I'll see you tomorrow with another episode of the Daily Motivation Show.